Ontario's auto sector steering the electric school bus revolution. Ontario's auto sector stands poised for transformation, presenting both ecological and economic promises. As North America's appetite for electric school buses grows, Pembina Institute's analysis positions Ontario as a prime beneficiary. The electric advantage: transitioning from diesel-fueled school buses to electric versions offers multifold benefits. Beyond environmental dividends, electric buses drastically curtail children's exposure to harmful diesel emissions. The concern, echoed by many parents, finds resonance with the undeniable benefits of cleaner, greener commutes for the younger generation. Economically, Ontario could reclaim its prominence. Post the 2008 financial debacle, the province's heavy truck and bus industry faced stark declines, languishing at a mere 10% of prior production capacities. Yet, with global electric bus sales forecasted to touch $3.1 billion by 2030, Ontario has the potential to chart a new trajectory. Chandan Bhardwaj, a notable voice from the Pembina Institute, emphasizes that Ontario's existing infrastructure and skilled labor are well-suited to harness opportunities in the burgeoning electric vehicle market. Path to resurgence: a prudent approach, the report suggests, is to invest in electric school bus production and provide grants to school districts for electric bus procurement. This not only ensures a smooth transition but significantly dents greenhouse gas emissions. With Ontario boasting Canada's most expansive school bus fleet, predominantly powered by fossil fuels, a shift to electric can slash annual emissions by an impressive 540,000 tons. Ontario's Ministry of Transportation appears to be attuned to these prospects. A recent communication spotlighted a $91 million commitment in 2022 to bolster public EV charger installations. Yet, the Pembina Institute contends that this figure should be significantly higher to ensure a robust charging ecosystem. National context: while Canada produces a sizable chunk of the world's heavy-duty vehicles, its foray into heavy-duty EV production was negligible in 2018, accounting for just 0.1%. Most of Canada's EV production is anchored in Quebec, with stalwarts like Lion Electric and Nova Bus at the forefront. The federal vision is clear, targeting 5,000 zero-emission transit and school buses on roads by 2026. Quebec sets the pace, with ambitious plans to electrify an impressive 65% of its school bus fleet by 2030. Despite Ontario shelving its electric school bus pilot program in 2018, last summer's $5 million initiative aimed at training young auto industry aspirants signals renewed optimism. The Pembina Institute champions this renewed focus and advocates for even more aggressive training programs to ride the electric vehicle manufacturing wave. Ontario's convergence of environmental commitment, health imperatives, and economic potential might very well place it at the helm of North America's green transit evolution. The onus now rests on the province to fully realize this monumental potential. EV World, BYD, Alexander Dennis Milestone, 1,500th electric bus for Go Ahead London.